With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. America's Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has declared the US has an enduring and ironclad commitment to Israel. He was speaking on a visit to Tel Aviv over the weekend, where he met Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz. The meeting was somewhat overshadowed by ongoing attempts to form an Israeli government after yet another election left Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu without a functioning majority. But analyst Bob McMahon of the US-based Council on Foreign Relations says the timing of the visit notwithstanding, there were big issues on the agenda.
First cabinet-level visit to Israel from the Biden administration, and coming at a time when the region's in a bit of ferment. You have Netanyahu working yet again to try to pull together a coalition government. You have neighboring Jordan dealing with an unusual bit of what officials call sedition involving members of the royal family that also led to a President Biden phone call with the King of Jordan. You have U.S. discussions going on with Iraqi officials about phasing a U.S. drawdown in Iraq that has drawn a lot of attention in recent days. And you, as always, have lots of developments involving Iran.
Of course, the Israelis implacably oppose the Biden administration's attempt to try and reinvigorate the Iran nuclear deal. Prime Minister Netanyahu said last week that deals with extremist regimes are worth nothing. It was notable that the U.S. Defense Secretary made no mention of Iran in his public comments after his meeting with his Israeli opposite number. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.